Yes.
Yes, sir. Another episode.
We're back on the air.
Did you miss me? Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment show in America, Anthony, is back, and we are not canceled yet.
That's right. They still have us on. They still love us.
They still love us. Well, we got to make sure we spread some love and give a shout out to our sponsors, Low Cost Airlines. They have flights so low that you will not find on any other space. 1-800-430-7923. 1-800-430-7923. Anthony, when it's time for people to travel, the summer is starting to end, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's when the tickets go down.
You get those back to school trips.
Right.
Right back to school.
Right back to school. And let's not forget Tax Doctor, 1-800-817-1452. Folks, the IRS has hired how many people now?
87,000 new agents.
87,000.
We're going to talk about that on the show.
So I believe the Tax Doctor is going to be your friend to help you reduce some of this IRS debt and tax bills.
I need the Tax Doctor.
Right. Resuscitate my tax bill and by getting rid of it altogether.
Exactly.
What I want.
Don't resuscitate.
Right. So that is 1-800-817-1452. 1-800-817-1452. And let's not forget our vets, guys. The veteran car donations. Listen, if you've got a car you no longer use, please give these folks a call and donate your vehicle to a vet in need. Listen, we always hear about this. We thank you for your service.
Mm.
How about thanking them for your service by giving them a vehicle that they can use, Anthony?
That's right. That's right.
1-800-709-9174. Again, that's 1-800-709-9174. We also want to thank Instashore.info.
That's right.
For all of your health care needs.
All of them.
Medicare, ACA.
That's right.
Whatever. Get it. Instashore.info. And also, we have to thank My Virtual Docs. If you've got a small office or small business, health insurance is not affordable for most people, especially if you can't get a subsidy. Give them a call, My Virtual Docs. You can also get them through Instashore.info for all your needs. And last, I think, did I say everybody? Oh, we can't forget
My Pillow now. Come on.
My Pillow. I almost felt like that song, like My Sharona. What was that song? My Pillow.
My Corona.
Not My Corona. Well, let's hear that wonderful ad, from My Pillow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of My Pillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, mypillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
And that discount code is?
Coffee.
Coffee, but, hey,
yes,
Anthony,
we've got another one. Yeah.
We got a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got mystore.com, Anthony, and our promo for this one is?
It is cash.
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 Cash. So you can support Mike on their new promo on their new store at mystore.com. And you can save up to 25% on any new promos. Like they have their My Coffee promo code, but it says 25%.
So listen, guys, let me tell you something. I got my slippers. I got my slippers.
You got his slippers.
And actually, I was wearing them today, Stephen. I wear them almost anywhere, everywhere.
Do you?
Yes, I do. They're very comfortable. And I'll tell you, My Pillow, you're doing your thing, bro. Bringing on new stuff. And by the way, on my stores, there's a coffee that Mike Lindell has introduced. You got to get it. So go there and get it a promo code CASH for discounts on that.
Absolutely. I think that's what he was showing on the
on the
advertisement. So it's a good thing. So, Anthony, I think we've done all of the announcements.
We've done, yes.
Right. So
all of the sponsors.
All of the sponsors. So let's get into it. This is Coffee and Cash Flow. If you want to get in on the fun, 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. Folks, we're here to help save your retirement. Make sure you have the proper health care. You have the proper retirement features that will keep you from all of this crazy market volatility, and making sure that you are inflation proof. Right, Anthony, is what
that's
we want
right.
to do. So we want to get right into it in the cup, as you guys always know, our cup.
Running over.
Our cup runneth over. Anthony, apparently the feds have decided to raise interest rates by 75 basis points in what is being called an historic move to tackle inflation. So the name of this show, folks, is We Got a Raise.
Yes, yes, yes. And while we're bringing that up, the IRS just got a raise, too. We'll, I don't know when you have that in that segment, but that's all part of this deal, actually.
Right. Right. As well, Mocha, it'll be in the Mocha Minute if we'll bring it out.
Yeah.
There's some home invasions happening also that we should talk about, Anthony,
yes.
at some point in the show. So, but Anthony, apparently, inflation. Now, I heard something. This is, you know, I don't know no more. Inflation soared, as we know, to a fresh 40-year high in June, further raising pressure on the Fed. So the Federal Reserve raised its benchmark interest rate by 75 basis points for the second straight month as it tries to bring scorching hot inflation under control, a move that threatens to slow U.S. economic growth and exacerbate financial pressures on America. So it says here, Anthony, that the 3/4 percentage point hikes in June and July is the first time since 1994, underscore just how serious the feds are about tackling the inflation crisis after a string of alarming economic reports. Policymakers voted unanimously to approve the latest supersized hike. Anthony, your thoughts, because I even heard our president say that we had a 0% inflation in the month of July.
Look, let me tell you
something. He can't
something.
Even help himself. Yeah, you see how I set him up?
So, you know, here's the problem. You know, we have when you say the feds, you know, it's funny because when you say that, it's almost like a misnomer now. Like, who are we talking about? Because for some reason, the federal government seem to be disconnected from the Federal Reserve, in which they are.
Right.
Because here's the deal. The Federal Reserve is raising the interest rates, and the federal government is spending more money to create more inflation. So I'm like, are these people living in reality? Are they truly disconnected from the reality of life? Gas prices going on. They cheered because they saw the gas prices go down by 30, 40 cents, which is great. We love that. But that's not where it was just a year ago.
Right.
$1.60 we were paying for a gallon of unleaded gas. Today we're paying $3.60. Come on, guys.
And it's amazing how they can pacify. It's amazing how the government has the greatest PR ever.
Yes, they do.
Right.
They done bought up all the alphabet soup.
Right. All bought and sold. So
yes.
Journalism is dead. There is no more journalism.
There is no more journalism.
Right. So, Anthony, it just amazes me how they can get you to think, well, this is positive that you're now only paying, I don't know what the national gas average is for regular gas, because you can't really look at it.
It's about $4 right
now. $4, right? So
yes.
You have to look at New York and California, these
yeah.
high places. But, Anthony, it reminds me, because I was driving around. We just recently came off of a trip, and my niece was married, and I was the minister.
Congratulations.
Right. So
what?
Thank you. Yeah, so they asked me to which was a real honor. So shout out to my niece Morgan and her new husband James and the family. But we were coming back, Anthony, looking for gas, and I used my little app. I'm not
yeah.
going to give you any promos unless you start being one of our wonderful sponsors. And I'm driving around. I'm like, almost like, get off. We got to get off right here, right?
Right.
Because the gas, I was celebrating seeing gas, premium gas in Virginia for $3.44. Think about that.
Yes. No, I know.
I'm like, $3.44.
Look, I'm kidding with my family about, you know, just like we're looking for those discounts, whether it's 10 cents,
right.
5 cents. You know, my phone app gives me 25 cents, and I'm excited about that every week.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's crazy how we think that's a bargain, but that's not a bargain. We're actually, so instead of the government looking at pushing more oil production like we were, what they're pushing is less oil production and now spending more money on, I would say, environmental things, which, mm-hmm. look, I believe in saving the environment. But
have
we
opened up the Keystone pipeline yet?
No, we're not going to. Okay. That's what I am telling you. They're not okay. going to. It's not about American independence on oil and gas. It's still about us being dependent. And you're blaming Ukraine and Russia, but you're not doing anything about it. It's crazy to
Isn't
me.
Isn't that the song, Blame It on Ukraine? Oh, no, it's Blame It on Ukraine. That's, okay. That's right. You're right.
So, I like that one.
So it's not Blame It on Ukraine. Okay, it's Blame It on Ukraine.
I'm actually going to take that one.
Yeah. It just came to me. You know how these things happen. So I'm looking at the rest of this article, and it says, the move puts the key benchmark federal funds rate at a range between 2.25% to 2.5%, the highest since the pandemic began 2 years ago. It marks the fourth consecutive rate increase this year. Now, policymakers signaled in their post-meeting statement that additional increases are likely in coming months as they remain strongly committed to returning inflation to its 2% objective.
Yeah.
Do you hear this, Anthony?
Yeah.
So even Chairman Jerome Powell said during his post-meeting press conference that another 75 basis point hike could be appropriate in the future, but it ultimately hinges on upcoming economic data. Elections? I'm sorry, did I say that? I didn't say that out loud, did I?
Yeah.
Listen to this staggering. Loud. This is a number. Inflation accelerated more than expected in June, with the Labor Department reporting earlier this month that the consumer price index surged 9.1% last month.
Mm-hmm.
The fastest pace since 1981. Listen to this key one here, Anthony. But the efforts to combat inflation carry a potential risk of recession.
It does. It absolutely does. Because when you raise interest rates, now it becomes more expensive to buy a home, more expensive to buy a car. People need cars. The sad thing here is that all of these things are pushing people poorer and poorer.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you get a raise in your job, that raise is not keeping track with inflation.
That's a great point that Anthony makes. I don't even know. By the way, guys, he didn't see this article. So this is how you know Anthony's in tune. So listen to this. It says, with a growing number of economists, exactly what Anthony just said, in Wall Street firms forecasting a economic downturn this year or next, hiking the interest rates, which you guys are like, oh, no big deal, tends to create higher rates on consumer and business loans, which slows the economy by forcing employers to do what? Cut back on spending. Mortgage rates have nearly doubled from 1 year ago to 5.54%, while some credit card issuers have ratcheted up their rates to 20%. So These are conflicting signs about the economic's health. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits has gradually increased. Companies have announced layoffs or hiring freezes, and the housing market is softening. At the same time, unemployment rates remains near a historic low, and consumers are still spending heavily despite scorching hot inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, the interest rate keeps going up. It's going to cause what? More pressure and problems on the consumer.
And it's less money for people to save.
Yep.
You know, people are not saving as much money. Now we have going back to school, and there's, you know, teachers are talking about paying 20 to 30% more in supplies than they did a year ago.
Wow.
I don't know if most people know this, but, you know, we're in the printing business as well with doing insurance. And, you know, one of the problems that we've been having is finding paper.
Yep, I've heard about that. That it's gotten a lot, and then even the cost of postage has gone up.
Yes.
So you're dealing with that. So everybody's taking a hit. The feds, because it's like they're flooding
yeah,
us with stuff.
That's
right?
It.
Everything's going up, but still the economy and our dollars, what we can save, what we can put away for retirement is not. Anthony, we're going to take a quick commercial break and let our sponsors help us pay these bills. But we'll be right back after this commercial break with some Mocha Minute. Beep, 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 beep. We'll be right back.
Getting instant access to healthcare shouldn't be dependent on the time of day. Just because office hours are over doesn't mean you should be unable to reach a medical professional. Well, now you can get healthcare wherever, whenever, with My Virtual Docs. With unlimited virtual consultations for primary care, urgent care, and mental health needs, My Virtual Docs is affordable healthcare on your schedule. Plus, My Virtual Docs offers a free pharmacy program with their bundles. You get the medications you need when you need them. And because My Virtual Docs is invested in your health 24/7, they even offer a free wellness app called Burn that actually pays you to work out. So you literally earn while you burn. Get the care you and your family need 24/7 for less with My Virtual Docs. Online at myvirtualdocs.com.
We're back.
We're back.
Anthony and I, if you guys...
Inflation hasn't gotten us yet.
Right, right. But Anthony and I have been having some conversation. You guys could hear us when we were taking our commercial break. We were talking about traveling and going up mountains and all this other kind of stuff. And then some of these navigation apps will tell you to go up this mountain. And I told them, I'm not going up that mountain. No, not doing it. No, that's one thing I'm not trying to climb. There's a lot of things I've climbed in my life, but that ain't one of them. I'm not trying to go up no mountain.
Yeah, I thought you were a believer. You got to say unto that mountain.
Be moved?
Be moved.
Yeah, but where's it going to go if I tell it to move? It's coming down on me. We don't want that. All right, folks, we're going to go into the Mocha Minute. There's a lot to cover in this area. We call it the Mocha Minute, but it might be the Mocha Moment.
Yeah.
Because it's the Mocha Momentum, you know, because it's going to be a little bit of a conversation. But again, Anthony, we're looking at what we talked about already. We already kind of touched on this one. I realized we already touched it about the Fed's third jumbo rate rise is possible. So we've kind of already went into that in terms of that we already went into. But more bad news for renters.
See, and this is another thing. You know, again, inflation causes rents to go up. We're coming out of a COVID situation where the government, most people didn't realize the government had put a moratorium on foreclosures and on rentals. And they were even telling people that they couldn't raise rates during the COVID. But now those things are catching up to folks.
Yep.
And we're seeing rent rates rise, as well as foreclosures increase.
Yep, that's true. And we see this now because it's saying here, rents across the U.S. are soaring, but nowhere more so than in New York City. Oh, my God. It was already expensive in New York.
Yeah,
I looked at a studio one time for $1,800. This was almost 20
years
ago. One
bedroom.
Yeah, yep. This is a studio.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. So, which placed top in America's most expensive places to rent, prices there shot up 41% over the last year.
Wow.
With the Zomper National Rent Index showing that the median price for a new listing one-bedroom apartment hit $1,450. That's not, I don't know where you're going to live
yeah,
in New York City.
I don't know where that is.
I don't know where that's at.
That's in the ghetto somewhere.
That is not in New York City. That is somewhere out in deep in Brooklyn somewhere. Yeah.
You paid that out here in North Carolina
right.
at $1,400.
I don't know what they're talking about. That's not possible. The rent bump is thanks in large part to, what did we just say, rising interest rates, putting the brakes on house purchases for many people and creating a new stream of renters. So here are affordable cities where the economy is strong are doing well in real estate, with places like Eckhart, Indiana, topping the market. So here are the 10 most expensive places to rent in the U.S. Oh, my goodness. This is more realistic. New York City, $3,780 a month.
Mm.
San Francisco, $3,100. San Jose, $2,710. Boston, $2,600. Miami.
Miami.
$2,500. San Diego, $2,430. D.C., $2,410. L.A., $2,400. Oakland, $2,200. And Santa Ana, California, $2,070. Anthony, the Senate has passed a $280 billion chip bill. Is this?
So, you know.
Is this Doritos? What is this chip bill?
Yeah. So, of course, the government's trying to get more chip manufacturers to come here in the U.S., you know. Again, I think the federal government is so disconnected on so many ways, because with this same chip bill, our Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, made a trip to Taiwan, which was very controversial, which has sparked the Chinese government doing testing, not testing, well, I should say, drills with their military. So it sparked up. That's creating a whole nother incident. If most people don't know, 80% of, and I may be misquoting this number, but most of our chips are manufactured in Taiwan. Taiwan is the largest manufacturer of sophisticated chips in the world. So they have the raw material. And guess where they are? Right next to China. So China doesn't want Taiwan to be independent. And so Nancy Pelosi going on there just created a whole mess. And it's basically because of this bill is why she visited there. Here's the problem. We have to increase. Nobody is not saying that we shouldn't increase our manufacturing here, because the problem in the U.S. is that we're totally dependent on foreign powers for our chips, for our refrigerators. Everything is made abroad. And right now we have no manufacturing here.
And that's exactly what this article kind of sums up. And Anthony sums it up without even having to go into it. It just says the international competitors that currently, they dominate the semiconductor industry.
Yeah.
So, Anthony, we got to move on to home invasion. See, there was some news that I was going to talk about, but this has been Trump. So Stephen Bannon, he's referred to as the right-wing podcaster and longtime confidant of former President Donald Trump, was actually convicted of contempt of Congress for his refusal to provide documents of testimony to a House committee probing the January 6, 2021 attack. Is the closest person to Trump to be convicted of a crime amid the fallout from the attack on the Capitol, which occurred as lawmakers met to formally tally the 2020 presidential election result. Well, news on the home front. Apparently, Mar-a-Lago, Florida, where President Trump resides, had a home invasion.
Yep.
By the FBI.
Mar-a-Lago has been invaded.
Anthony, I have never heard of anything like this as long as I have been even watching sci-fi movies. I've never seen a move like that.
No, it's really, and in fact, as we speak, the Garland, the attorney general, is supposed to be letting us know what the situation is on there. But we'll see. And again, you know, there's no justification. How many times, you know, I listen to this over and over, and you're probably getting tired of hearing it in every news broadcast, everything. But there is no justification. Every president, every person that's lived in the White House has probably taken some documents or some information with them. And let's be clear. President Trump does not pack his own boxes. So what are you talking about? And again, you really have to, this is unprecedented, and I really think it's dangerous. It's very, very dangerous, because now what you've done is you've shown that a president has, and I'm not saying that anybody is above the law. Come on. We're not saying that.
No.
In fact, Nancy Pelosi came out and said, no, but her comment was, nobody's above the law. We know that. But we know that there are some procedures that you do that, this is an exceptional case.
Anthony, I don't think there's a lot of folks like, yeah.
Yes,
do
of
it.
Course.
Invade him. He needs to go. And this. And I'm saying, folks, do you not understand if they can do that to a former president?
Hey, they can do it to you.
They can do it to you.
Yep.
And here's the thing that nobody's, I saw somebody mention this, Anthony. This was something that was interesting to me. The guy brought up, what would have happened if President Trump was home? And remember, the Secret Service protects the president.
Yeah.
Right? For life.
Mm-hmm.
So the FBI would have met the Secret Service.
Yeah.
Whose duty is to protect the president, the former president.
Could have been a shootout.
Could have been a shootout.
Of course, they, you know, I know, of course, they said they did talk to the Secret Service about what they were getting ready to do. My problem is, again, this is a situation where it was unnecessary because they sent 36 a couple of dozen or more officers to Mar-a-Lago to make this happen. You really needed that many. It's a show. And unfortunately, I don't think that they can justify this at all.
They can't justify it. Now, there was one other thing we wanted to touch on in the Mocha Minute. I cannot remember what it was. It has something to do with, we talked about it early in the show, but, you know, we get, as these shows go on, you said you wanted to bring it back up. Do you recall what that is? If not, we'll go to commercial.
No, we'll go to commercial and come back.
All right. So, folks, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment show in the land. And that number is 1-800-306-5086. If you want to get your brand promoted across the country, across this wonderful nation that we have that still has the right to protest, still has the right of supposedly a freedom of speech, then please give us a call at 1-800-306-5086. We made it easy for you. It's a toll-free number. Right, even in the day of cell phones, Anthony, where they don't even charge you. You still
exactly.
We still got a toll-free number. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here is a great idea. Donate your car now and help local veterans in your area. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program, and within a few days we will come and remove your car for free. You can donate any car in any condition. We'll use our vast network to sell it. The proceeds raised goes to help local veterans and their families, and you get a tax deduction. And all you need to do is make this free call. Clean your yard up, get rid of an old car, and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
We're back.
We are back.
I hope anybody invaded my house at this
moment. Yeah. Wait, they're standing outside.
Steve. Right. Baby, put the babies away. I got to make sure, it's just... Like I said, it's just kind of amazing, Anthony.
You know, but you know what? Unfortunately, folks, and of course, we come back from the break talking about what happened in Mar-a-Lago. But this brings a country to the low point. This is a low point where you expect these things to happen in Cuba. You expect these things to happen in countries that don't have a democratic system like we do.
Right.
They have been attacking Trump ever since he's declared that he was going to run for office. In fact, most people don't know when he got elected, the Washington Post and a number of newspapers were already posting we were going to impeach him.
Mm-hmm.
This was before his presidency even got started. You know, again, I can understand people don't like what he says or like the way he says it,
right.
But that's opinion. You know, it's about policies, and his policies was making America great. At the end of the day, you know, you have to look at it that way. Now, what I wanted to talk about, Stephen, when we came out, was the bill.
Right, okay.
The new bill that the government just signed into place, hiring 87,000 new tax agents.
That's right.
And not only that, do you know that they just released for when you apply for a job, you know, a recommendation for the position.
Oh, yeah.
That says, are you ready for this? As part of the duties of the job, you should be ready to handle a weapon. That's right.
Oh, really?
To make arrests, you should be able to. So this thing is getting more and more. And you think about this, right? People always think of the IRS and, you know, the way the politics have really twisted today. People only think about the rich when they think about taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The sad situation is you're just as much in jeopardy as the rich. But guess what the rich have? They have attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
They have accountants. So they're helping cover their bases by being able to have all these people. Our tax code is the most complicated tax code system in the world.
Tax codes. And it's funny that you bring that up, because I remember having a conversation with a client who told me that their accountant, their CPA, handles their financial planning.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why would you do that? Why would a CPA be in charge of your overall financial planning? I understand tax deduction strategies.
Right.
But there are millions of tax strategies that change all the time.
Change all the time.
So how are you going to have somebody that's trying to do your investments, your other stuff, your health care? And they're doing that.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense to me.
See, I think people mix up, you know, their budgeting and their tax accounting with financial planning. They're two different things.
Two different things.
You know, it's like having your gardener plan your, you know, he does all your grass and stuff, but he haven't planned your food garden. It's two different things.
It's two different things. And this is why you hire specialists like ourselves.
You do.
And I'm going to go into it because we are specialists, Anthony, until your retirement coffee break, unless you had something else wanted to add.
No, that's good. That's good. Because when I get to my part, I'll probably bring it up some more.
But I think Anthony brings up a great point. You got to have specialists that handle certain aspects. And I've heard people throw around the word fiduciary and fiduciary this and fiduciary that. And they will claim to be fiduciaries because they manage assets under management, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to act in your best interest. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put it to you that way because most so-called fiduciaries are fiduciaries to their broker dealers. Because it's all about the assets. It's all about getting the fees on your money.
That's it.
But they don't tend to recommend, unless they are a holistic planner that can do both investments and insurance and can give you those sort of proper guidance, those are the people you should be talking to. But the people who are strictly just investments, how can they talk to you about long-term care needs?
Yeah.
How
absolutely.
Can they talk to you about tax strategies that life insurance can bring to you? They're not going to do that.
Just imagine your accountant talking to you about Medicare.
Right.
I mean, come on now. What does your accountant really know about Medicare and about your health insurance?
You can tell you. Social security claiming strategies.
Yeah.
They don't know.
They don't know these things.
So this is why you talk to people like myself and Anthony, is because we are specialists in that area. I'm an actual certified financial fiduciary with an MBA, best-selling author. We have all these other different designations and titles, but we specialize in retirement income distribution planning.
Yes.
And part of that distribution planning is what, Anthony? Healthcare.
That's right. It is.
You got to have it. So we're going to go into your retirement coffee break. We're already in it with Stephen and Anthony, but I want to talk about creating your retirement withdrawal plan,
mm-hmm.
right? So after years of careful saving and investing, you're finally ready to retire. And as you enjoy your post-working life, you'll need to determine how to maximize your retirement funds. While certain retirement accounts like your IRAs, your traditional or your Roth, 401ks and 403bs, well, not your Roth, will require minimum distributions, you also likely have a discretion over how much to withdraw overall and when. So here are some of the common retirement distribution strategies, and here are a few to know. Fixed amount withdrawal, Anthony. You can determine how much money you need on an annual basis and withdraw that amount each year. Problem with that is inflation and interest.
That's right.
So if inflation rates and interest rates are going up and you had this rule, remember that told about that 4% distribution rule?
Yes.
That changes.
Yep.
Because now you can't live off of the 4%. So yep. You've got to now adjust. But if all of your money is tied into the market and it's being volatile, you can't plan for that adjustment.
Cannot.
Because it's going up and down.
Yes.
We call it like Carowinds or Disney World, depending on where you are, right? It's like the roller coaster.
You know the sad thing about that? I was thinking about this, and, you know, as you just brought it up, unfortunately, tying to the market, 90% of the time, you're going down, because by the time you make up from the downs mm-hmm. that the market has done, you're still losing. So that's a thing that most people don't think about.
And it's so funny because I'm looking at the article and it's saying the same thing. It's talking about the 4% rule and I hadn't gotten to it. So people talk about that to provide enough funds for a 30-year retirement. Think about withdrawing 4%. And we already know that the average retirement accounts do not contain $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just stop that.
Yeah.
Right? Remember, we talked about it's really about $200,000.
Yes.
$200,000 to $250,000, right? So now you're talking about a 4% withdrawal on $200,000. That's $8,000 a year.
A year.
But you haven't paid taxes yet on that money, right?
My goodness.
So think about, you're going to have to use $8,000 for 30 years. Tell me how that works. With the cost of goods and inflation, expenses, look, and everything else going on.
It costs me about right now to go from here to where I am staying right now, almost $30 to $40 a week. Okay?
This is
52 weeks in a year, okay?
This is why you have to have people like myself and Anthony to help guide you to adjust and look at what's happening. And you cannot have all of your money, which goes back to the bucket strategy.
Yep.
The bucket strategy, which we talk about, separates funds into different categories based on when you plan to spend.
That's
the
right.
The first bucket could have cash that you plan to use in the next few years. We typically call that blue money, right? Mm-hmm. That's that blue money. And then the second bucket can hold invested funds that you won't need to touch until, say, 10 years down the road, which could be a mixture of your green and red money. But you don't want to have all that money in red. Or
that's
you're
right.
going to end up in red.
In red. Hey.
So we talk about a mix and match. Of course, you don't know how to pick one option and stick with the other. But you got to have different options that make sense for different accounts. And you might find that remaining flexible and changing your approach makes sense at different points during your retirement.
Mm.
That's what we're telling you, folks.
Yep.
So, last offer, folks. Going once. Going twice. We've got a special offer for the first 10 callers that have $500,000. I raised it, Anthony.
Okay.
Or more saved for retirement. Myself, Stephen Crawford, CEO of Fig Wealth Partners, certified financial fiduciary, as well as Anthony, will run you a personal income gap analysis that will look at all of these different things that we just talked about.
Yes.
I'm also Social Security certified. And so we'll run this for you. In addition to this, Anthony, guess what we're also going to do for these folks? We're
going to
give them that movie.
That's right.
Complimentary movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, for the first 10 callers on behalf
you
of
you want to watch that movie.
Game changer.
It is a game changer.
Game changer, Anthony. So listen, folks, 1-800-306-5086, 1-800-306-5086. If you're in the local market, you can call 216-8487, 980-216-8487, ask for Stephen or Anthony, and we will be glad to give you a no-obligation initial consultation. Doesn't cost you a dime. It's going to cost you if you don't call. How about that? Let's get into more coffee, please, with Anthony.
Yes, sir. Well, of course, it is Medicare season coming up fast and in a hurry. And so if you're just experiencing your first Medicare enrollment, though you're just turning 65, you want to understand there's a lot of things, as Stephen was talking about this, there's a lot of things that you can't get from your accountant, from these other folks, that you need to have. And that's why we specialize in this. This Medicare season, there are new plans, new programs, and most people don't understand. It's based on your hospital system.
Mm-hmm.
We were just running some numbers there, Stephen, for Iredell County. And it's funny. The lowest plan was $1.
Oh, wow.
But the funny thing is, in most other counties, it was actually $0.
Hmm.
And that was for an ACA plan, by the way.
Okay.
But it's crazy. But there are plans that cost you no money. But you've got to understand where you are, what hospital system you're in, what doctors, what medications you take. These are all things that play in to your retirement. You know, if you're taking medications now, how much you need to spend on them. You know, there's a lot that goes into this. And this bill that the government just passed, by the way, now there is probably one positive thing, but I guess you can take it with a grain of salt, because anything the government does that spends more money comes out of your pocket some way or the other. So in this new bill that the government is trying to pass here, which we think they're going to, because it's already passed the Senate, they've included negotiations with Medicare for drugs.
Okay.
And they're trying to make it a maximum $2,000 out of pocket, $2,000, which is good for the average consumer. But again, where's this money going to come from? It's going to come from somebody.
So they're saying a maximum $2,000 for medications?
For medications, maximum out of pocket.
Does that include specialty and
brand?
Yes,
maximum out of pocket. And so, you know, again, it sounds great. Everything, you know, these politicians come out always sounds great until it affects your end dollar. Because remember where Medicare payments come from. It comes from your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a lot of these things. And then again, with this bill, they've set aside $87 billion in additional funding for the IRS to add more agents. And I'm thinking, why are you adding more agents to the IRS? You're trying to squeeze more money out of the public, because let's be honest, and I'm going to be honest with you guys. Most people think, and this is the political rant that you hear, is take more from the rich. But let me tell you how this works. There is a book I'm actually reading called The Fair Tax. I'm not, you know, not trying to promote that book. But one of the things that you have to understand about taxes is corporations typically don't pay taxes.
Mm.
You know why they don't? Because the average person does. Let me give you an example, a simple example. You buy a cell phone this year, right? Let's say that cell phone's $200. But let's say the government decides to charge Apple an extra 30% tax for them selling that Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what Apple does? They take that phone from $200 up to $230 or $260 to make up for what the additional taxes the government has to pay. So you end up paying for it anyways.
Oh, trust me. I got a nice surprise from the V people.
Mm-hmm.
With an extra $6 or $7 a month in charges that they call essentially, climate church.
Yes.
Climate, whatever you want to call it.
There
today's
you go.
Change bill. I'm like, you already got bad. Anyhow.
So. But it's the truth, though. And most people don't realize you pay 33%. So here's the deal, guys. You pay 33% in tax. Then you take home 66% of a paycheck. Then you still have to bill your retirement off of that. You still have to pay for your medications, whether you have a copay. You still have to pay your doctor a copay. You still pay on every product that you buy a tax. So you go to the store, you buy something from the store. The government is taxing you. By the time you are finished, if you're left with a third of your paycheck for yourself, you are a lucky person. Because you have to understand, this government is figuring out, in this tax, this new bill, they said it's not going to raise taxes, but it's going to raise taxes on the businesses. Well, guess it's going to come right back to you.
That's right. It's going to come right back to you, Anthony. Well, very well said. Guys, remember, 1-800-306-5086. You've got healthcare questions. You've got Medicare questions and concerns. You want to learn more about this new tax bill and how Anthony can help you. And we've got a new sponsor coming on soon. I'm going to just say, Rob.
That's right.
We're waiting on you.
Come on, Rob.
Come on down, Rob. You're the next contestant on the Coffee and Cash Flow sponsorship. So it's coming, folks. But 1-800-306-5086, in addition to 980-216-8487. Just ask for Anthony. Anthony, we're going to go to commercial break. So we can come back with a little bit of boiling point, and we got a little bit of a laughter here today. We're going to come back with what's in your cup. Little story I saw that I thought was very humorous. So we'll be right back after this commercial break. This might be the last commercial break we take, folks. We may not have another one, but we'll be right back. Coffee and cash flow.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800 800-430-7923, 800-430-7923, 800-430-7923. That's 800-430-7923.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-817-1452. 800-817-1452. That's 800-817-1452.
And we're back.
We're back.
Anthony, there's so many new legislations and rules and IRSs.
Yes.
And
everything's politicized these days. Everything.
I just cannot believe that number. They said, was it 37,000 or 87,000?
87,000.
87 new. Why? As Anthony is saying, so you're going to go after the little mom and pop small business.
Yep.
That's what it's going to affect,
That's who's going to affect the most.
Who cannot afford the big accounting firm that can show them how to reduce all their
taxes.
That's
it. Yeah, the tax system is generically confusing anyways.
You know, that's part of the boiling point, folks.
That's it.
Right here is part of the boiling point. I had another subject about it, but it's really kind of where it kind of goes in line with what we're talking about today is that what you folks don't understand, and Anthony said it best, is that we're talking about taxes, right? We're talking about how we have to pay. Everybody says, you got to pay your fair share in taxes.
What is your fair share? Especially when it's confusing. You know, it's funny because in this book I'm reading, they were talking about, they give 50 accountants the same tax return to file, and each one came back with a different result. That's how confusing the tax code is.
So how is the average person supposed to understand any of this?
That's it.
Right? Then they want you to keep all these records, and you got to keep all these files.
Correct.
And you got to do all this. If you have a small business, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, my business, we did okay. You know, we make X amount of dollars, you know, but we're not making millions.
Correct.
Right? But how do I have this big tax bill?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Bezos of the world
have pay zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
And someone is trying to explain to me how that makes sense.
Well, it makes sense if you understand that the tax code doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. So, Anthony, that is my boiling point today,
yes.
Is that we have a tax code and a tax situation that the irony of this whole thing is, wasn't that the reason why we went against Britain?
Well, you know what? That is exactly why we left Britain because, and then we, you know, it's funny, though. Most people don't know, and I've been learning this as I'm reading this, is that in 1916 or 1918, I can't remember, but in the early teens of this century is when the IRS actually came into to place. And the funny thing is,
we seem to be doing just fine before they came into place, though.
That's
Isn't
right.
That sort of amazing.
It is. And so, you know, like I said, you can put people can put, you know, we can say that, you know, America takes their taxes and uses it for the good of the people. But what is the good of the people when basically people are still suffering from, you know, the tax code? The tax code is used as a weapon.
Yeah, and it looks like the original year that the IRS started was July 1st, 1862, but they didn't actually really get this
into
whole...
Into
the withdrawing aspect
until 1916.
Yeah, one of those years. I'm trying to find it. Well, it says it through the name originates from 1918.
18, that's what it is.
So this IRS mess,
yes,
and how they dole out punishments and who they want to audit, it's just an amazing thing. I got audited one year and I'm like, I ain't make no money.
No.
How am I getting audited?
And, exactly.
And still had to pay that tax bill.
So just imagine, again, 87,000 agents is an unprecedented number. In fact, most people don't realize, do you know that the largest agency employer is the IRS at this point in time? It'll be the largest governmental, besides the military, it'll be the largest government. It's even bigger than the FBI.
Wow.
Okay, so if the IRS is going to be bigger than the FBI, which we already talked about Mar-a-Lago and all this other stuff, just imagine, they're not going after the big corporations. Because a big corporation, you don't need 87. There's not 87,000 1% corporations out there.
87,000 new jobs. So if you're looking for some work,
yes.
Apparently they used to say there's always work room at the post office when we were younger.
But there's room at the IRS.
There's room at the IRS. So they're hiring, folks. So if you want to get a job, you can go to the IRS and then audit yourself. But how about that?
But, you know, the problem here, too, is, Stephen, and we talk about recession and all these, and I know we're throwing a lot of things at you guys, but this government tends to think that we can spend our way out. It's like taking your checkbook and writing a blank check to your creditors, hoping that they won't cash the check.
Yeah.
And that's what this government is doing with these bills, is they're giving out these numbers, hoping that somebody won't cash the check, that somehow it'll fix the problem. By you sending it out, yes, you might keep your creditors away for a little while, sending out a blank check. But guess what? When they get ready to cash that check, that's when things happen.
That's when
and
things
this
happen.
Is what's going on.
Well, folks, we're going to go real quickly in the sports box. If you guys are not aware of the sports box, we mourn and celebrate the life of the legendary Boston Celtics, legendary center who was an advocate, community leader, just did a lot of things in the community. Bill Russell, 11-time NBA champion.
Okay.
The NBA has officially retired his jersey, number 6, by the way. Lastly, Brittany Griner, if you guys are familiar with her, who's been detained in Russia, was recently convicted for nine years.
Yes.
Anthony, for a very small amount of marijuana.
Well, that's political, too.
It's very political. Well, in sports books, and when I made a comparison, here's an interesting thing about the WNBA, which she plays for, the Women's National Basketball Association. Listen to this number. The total salary for the WNBA.
I know what she's going to say.
Is $12 million.
That's about as much. What's his name?
LeBron James' salary was $37 million.
It must have been you posted that.
Yeah. So I want you guys to think about that as we advocate for these women. Because there's a lot of women. I'm going to say something going to get some people upset. But how many of you women are supporting the WNBA?
Yeah.
Because that's part of. You want to raise the income level. How about watching the game? My wife turned the channel every time they come on.
I really think a lot of people don't understand how economics work.
Mm.
You have to, for these, we complain about equal pay, but equal pay comes with equal participation. And, you know, the problem is that the WNBA doesn't get as much endorsements or as much TV time as much as the NBA does.
They don't. And so you got to support them.
Yes.
Women.
Yes.
You have to support them and not just talk about the inadequacies in the financial disparities.
Inequalities.
Inequalities that are going on between the income gap.
Yes.
So that's it for Sports Bucks. Sports Bucks will be coming, a podcast coming soon. Stay tuned for that. Anthony, I got to go into the mocha. Not what is it? It's been so long. What's in your cup? And I got to read you this story. This is a funny story. So, when a group of tourists visited a crocodile farm, the owner of the place launched a daring proposal. Whoever dares to jump, swim to shore, and survive, I will give $1 million.
Mm.
Nobody dared to move. Suddenly, a man jumped into the water and desperately swam towards the shore when he was chased by all of the crocodiles.
Mm.
With great luck, he arrived, taking the admiration of everyone in the place. Then the owner announced, "We have a brave winner." After collecting their $1 million reward, the couple returned to the hotel. Upon arrival, the manager told him he was very brave to jump. Then the man said, "I didn't jump. Someone pushed me." His wife smiled. Moral, behind every successful man, there's a woman who pushes him. So,
that's a good one.
What's in your cup, lady? I guess you can say $1 million.
Yeah, she would have won that $1 million whether he lost or not, because she would have got that insurance money.
Right. Hopefully she has some insurance, right? Anthony, as we wind down, and that's a what's in your cup. Apparently $1 million. But she was definitely motivated to get her husband out of there.
Definitely.
You're going to get in that water, baby. So You know that you don't need nobody like that doing you that way, but you don't need enemies if you got a wife that's doing that, right? I don't know.
Exactly.
But she wanted to make sure she got paid off of that. But Anthony, any final thoughts that you have today on the show?
Well, I just really believe that we need to keep our nation in our prayers. And, you know, again, there's so much going on. You need to be educated on it. This recession is going to hurt your bottom line. So if you don't have a plan, plan to fail. You know, if you fail to plan, plan to fail.
Plan to fail.
And, you know, call us. This is what we do.
Thank all of our sponsors, InstaShort.info, My Virtual Docs, Veteran Card Donation, Tax Doctor,
MyPillow.com.
MyPillow.com, Coffee, MyStore.com, Cash. And we want to thank My Virtual, I think we said it already, but Anthony, here's my final thought in lieu of what's in your cup? A man's success has a lot to do with the kind of woman he chooses to have in his life.
True.
Shout out to Lady Skinner.
That's right. And Amelia Crawford. Our 25th anniversary this year, so we just celebrated 25.
That's big. The quarter.
That's right.
We'll see you next week. Take care. God
bless
you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.